Kevin Jones.
Thanks for Gansey. Three in the air.
Swish! Greg Jones, their outstanding guard, has to be the king. They don't blame me.
Daryl Brooks.
Devin Evan.
What's the tenure?
Kirby Brooks on the two-pointer.
Dallas Nichols wins the game.
Alexander. It's a
dunk
right in his face.
Something
is
Jones. Takes the ball to left side, spins. Shoots layup, shot,
good. Got that Carter through ball.
Javon Carter is in Trae Young's head.
Butler into the lane, into traffic. It goes again. West Virginia has won its first Big East championship.
They're going wild here at the Coliseum.
So long, Big Blue. Hello, Golden Blue. The West Virginia Mountaineers are going to the Final Four. It is a great night to be a Mountaineer, wherever you may be.
What's going on, Mountaineer Nation? Welcome into an emergency live stream here on the CRW channel here on the Country Roads webcast, March 24th edition. And can you guys think of any news that broke today? Any reason we'd be doing this? I don't know. I joke, obviously. The big news we're going to get to, of course, Darian DeVries named West Virginia's new basketball coach, or Darren DeVries, I guess I should say. I learned how to pronounce both the first and last names now since his hiring became official. I know it's spelt like it's Darian, but it's actually pronounced Darren for the first name and last name DeVries there for the West Virginia men's basketball new head coach, 23rd in program history. And actually, you know, when it came down to kind of the names that were remaining on the list, really the ones that were kind of being reported to be interviewed by West Virginia, DeVries was kind of my top pick out of those names. So I'm pretty excited about this hire, especially with, you know, who may come with him and who is coming with him. Talk more about that momentarily. So that's obviously the main topic here for this live stream that we're going to get into, and would love to hear your all's thoughts. If you're in here live, drop them in the chat, your thoughts on the hire or any questions you want to ask there. Kind of let you guys guide the conversation for the most part, but have a few news topics pulled up in addition to the Darian DeVries hire, or Darren DeVries. I'll get it right eventually. In addition to his hire, I got some football topics I want to talk about here, just some pre-spring notes Neil Brown dropped in his press conference, mainly some injury updates before we get into spring practice and some other little tidbits there. So we'll get into the Darian DeVries announcement here from West Virginia that just came out. I guess it was about an hour ago. The university officially dropped the announcement. I think it was around 8 or so. So definitely wanted to talk about that. That'll be the main topic. And for sure, drop your thoughts in the chat there if you're in here live, or even if you're in here after the fact on a playback, you can drop them in the comments. Appreciate that as well. If you are in here live, hit the like button. Really helps a ton with that YouTube algorithm. And be sure to subscribe here for more West Virginia content. Going to be coming hot and heavy now. Spring practice starting here tomorrow. The players are reporting. So going to have a live stream every week, you know, once a week throughout the spring football season, and do the same once fall football comes around as well. But be plenty of basketball news now with the hire, you know, official. We're going to know the staff soon. We're going to know, you know, some transfers, probably both in and out for West Virginia. So be plenty to report on. So no better time to subscribe to the Country Roads webcast than now. But with that being said, drop your thoughts on the hire. I'll touch on some of your comments momentarily. Let me pull up the official announcement from West Virginia and we'll talk a little bit about it. I haven't looked at it. I wanted to wait and kind of read through it with you guys on here. So see if I can get it pulled up here. All right. By Brian Messerly, 7:06 p.m., actually a couple hours ago now. DeVries named West Virginia men's head basketball coach, Darian DeVries, who led Drake to 6 consecutive 20-win seasons and has a 73% career winning percentage as a head coach, has been named the 23rd head coach at WVU, announced by Ren Baker. And then we get a statement here from Ren Baker himself. Coach DeVries is a phenomenal basketball coach and an even better person, and possesses all the qualities we desired in the next leader of our men's basketball program. His teams play hard and smart and are efficient on both ends of the floor. He He has proven to be a strong recruiter and developer of players, but even more importantly, a leader with integrity who develops character in the young men he coaches. I know that he and his wife Ashley and their children Tucker and Tatum, more on Tucker momentarily, will love and embrace West Virginians, and West Virginians will love and embrace them. On behalf of the Mountaineer family, I want to welcome the DeVries family to Morgantown. DeVries coming from Drake in the Missouri Valley Conference. I won two tournament titles there and one regular season title, three NCAA tournament appearances, 55 and 15 over the past two seasons. And I believe it's six straight seasons with 20 plus wins there as well. He was hired there in 2018. Prior to that, he was an assistant at Creighton. I think he was there 15 plus seasons. So, you know, as both his stops, you know, he remained an assistant in Creighton for a long time until he found a job that he really wanted. And when he took that job, he stayed there for, you know, quite a long time, as you can see, 7 years. 5-year deal he's agreed to here at WVU. And you get a statement here from DeVries. I'm honored to lead this historic program, which has an outstanding tradition and passionate fan base. Game days in the WVU Coliseum are legendary, and the incredible support for Mountaineer basketball is known nationwide. I look forward to building on the success of the program. He would like to thank President Gee and Ren Baker for extending me this wonderful opportunity. My family and I are honored and thrilled to be a part of Mountaineer Nation. We have heard so many great things about West Virginia and its people. We can't wait to get there. 28-7 record this past season, won the MVC tournament title and third NCAA tournament appearance in the last 4 years. Most victories at Drake since 2008, so nearly 20 years. Two-time MVC Coach of the Year and a finalist for the National Coach of the Year award this year as well. That's given to the top mid-major head coach in college basketball. So impressive track record. I won't read through all of the rest of the bio here. You guys can go to check out the press release over on WVUsports.com if you want to read through the rest there. But I will scroll down here and let you guys see the records there. As you can see, his first season, 24-10, then 20-14. And then as you see, each of these past four seasons, 25-plus wins, 26-5, 25-11, 27-8, 28-7 for the impressive 150-55 record that he showcases as a head coach here come to WVU. So, pretty impressive resume there for sure. Got that one. Wanted to read through that press release here. Got a couple of comments. Let me catch up on those momentarily. Let me take a swig of this water first. Hey, Dylan, you know it, brother. Golden blue glass is fully on. That's what I was posting. You know, I sent to a couple of people as well. Once the announcement, I just said, you know, we are back because it kind of has that feel to it, especially with the news about Tucker, which I'm going to touch on here next. And, you know, we'll see what happens otherwise transfer portal players, because I think there's some other Drake players that West Virginia may be trying to target as well. We'll see what happens, how that shakes out. And of course, we'll see if we can keep, you know, JoJo Harris and some of the others that could possibly be retained here. We'll see how the roster shakes out and how the staff shakes out as well, which Drake assistants are going to come with him, who's he going to pull from other places. We'll just have to see. But definitely, golden blue glass is fully on. I think this is an amazing hire. I think Ren Baker, you know, as I expected him to do, knocked it out of the park, man. I think he's done a great job, you know, with his hires, especially when you look at his track record hiring basketball coaches. And I think, yet again, this will prove to be another good one. Well, golden blue glass is fully on, Dylan, for sure. Zach asked, did they announce the salary? I haven't seen any numbers yet officially. I know that there was a lot of speculation somewhere between $2.5 to $3 million base salary with, you know, of course, possible incentives for, you know, win totals, making the tournament, things like that. But I don't know if that was ever officially confirmed. All I've seen there in the official press release was just the 5-year deal. So maybe they're going to wait and announce those numbers officially. They'll become public later, I'm sure. But let's talk a little bit about something else that, you know, if that wasn't, you know, news enough to get the golden blue glasses on, as Dylan mentioned there in the chat, this right here should certainly have you fully having those golden blue glasses on. And you might wear two pairs. You might just want to put, you know, a pair of golden blue glasses on top of the pair that you're already wearing and go double golden blue glasses on this one. That's how excited this might get you, because let's take a look here. Jeff Goodman was the first person I think I saw break this. Obviously it was speculated upon, and, you know, I think it was one of the, I guess you could call it maybe the cherry on top. And one of the reasons that I wanted the DeVries hire was, his son Tucker is a very good basketball player. and Jeff Goodman here. As you can see, Tucker DeVries is expected to go with his father, Darren, to West Virginia. Huge way to start building the team with a senior NBA prospect who has gone to a pair of NCAA tournaments. And he's very talented, guys. You're talking about a guy that I believe I heard, you know, I think it was Brad Howell on the Three Guys Reaction to the Hire say that, you know, if Tucker DeVries was to, you know, transfer and just hit the open market, hit the portal, he would probably be, you know, a top 10, top, if not top five prospect in the entire country. Talking about a guy that was freshman of the year in the Missouri Valley Conference, you know, his first year. And then how'd he follow that up? Oh, he just won player of the year back-to-back years, the past 2 years in the conference, and increased his scoring average every year. I think he went from 13 or from 14 points to like 18. And then of course, averaged this year, nearly 22 points per game, 7 rebounds and 4 assists. So very talented player that's going to be joining the West Virginia Mountaineers. And one thing that we're talking about, you know, with the roster is we don't know exactly how things will shake out, but you get a guy like Tucker DeVries, you have a big piece to build around that's going to be very important next season. And I think has a chance to be one of the better players in the Big 12 conference that really could help West Virginia to be successful next year, certainly more so than they were this season, if you can, you know, find pieces to, you know, get around him. But certainly you have a great centerpiece to build around there with Tucker DeVries coming with his father, Darren, over to West Virginia. That's big news, you know, in addition to the hire itself right there. So certainly wanted to talk a little bit about that, and hopefully we get some more good news as the roster continues to build out from here. Chief Fan says, is this a home run hire? I think so. I think so, Chief Fan. Like, I mean, it's always, you know, you never know, because sometimes there's a home run hire on paper and it doesn't pan out. Hindsight can always be 20/20 down the line. But I think that, you know, one thing I mentioned a little bit earlier is you look at Ren Baker's track record hiring coaches, you know, back when he was at Northwestern Missouri State or whatever, he hired, you know, Ben McCollum, and look what he's been doing there. You know, Grant McCaslin, who was at North Texas, had great success, and then now at Texas Tech had a very solid first season. And you look at the women's program, bringing in Mark Kellogg, having, you know, the most successful first season of WU women's basketball coaches ever had. So I think he knows basketball very well, even being a basketball coach himself in the past. And I think really going out and getting Darren DeVries is big. You know, he's one of the most prominent names that was involved in a lot of these coaching searches, that his name was consistently popping up as a candidate at each of those places. And I think there's a reason for that. And I think when you see, you know, a lot of the reaction to this hire, obviously, you know, you look at a person like me that's going to wear the golden blue glasses, right? Like Dylan was talking about in the chat earlier. That's something I'm famous for here, is being optimistic. But you can go look at, you know, unbiased sources, I think, around the country on this. You know, ESPN, CBS, wherever, all seem to highly regard Darren DeVries. I was listening to Jay Wright talk about it, and he was really excited about the hire for West Virginia. So I think personally, yeah, I'd say this is a home run hire. You know, I mentioned at the top kind of here, this was a guy that was at the top of my list of the names that were left. You know, when I first started talking about this coaching search, you know, a couple weeks ago, he was in my top four. But, you know, three of the other names kind of were taken off as candidates. And so at that point, he was up to, you know, number one on my list, which if you don't know the people that West Virginia spoke to, you know, finally about this job there towards the end, it was Darren DeVries, Mark Byington, Nico Medved, Josh Schertz, and someone else that's slipping my mind right now. Can't think of it. Feel like there's another name that I'm missing there, but those are the ones that West Virginia spoke to, you know, whether it was Zoom, whether it was in person, what have you. But I think that out of those names, Darren DeVries was number one for me. And so all along, I think, in my personal opinion, definitely a home run hire, Chief Fan. Appreciate the question. Dylan, let's just hope we can keep Quinn Slezinski, Kerr, and Noah Farrakhan. Who do you think will stay? Tough to call, tough to judge. You know, I think I would honestly, I don't know. I don't want to speculate, I guess, either way. But honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the roster leaves and West Virginia is kind of in almost total rebuild mode. I think you'll be lucky to keep two or three pieces around, whether it'll be the three you named or whether it'll be JoJo Harris and a couple of those. I don't know. But I think that it's going to be, you know, a big rebuild for West Virginia this coming season. Going to have to do a good job in the transfer portal. So that's one reason I'm glad that they were able to move quickly, get DeVries in here, and hopefully be able to build the roster. And, of course, getting Tucker in is a big, you know, great jump start to that, I think, Dylan. But, you know, of the three guys you named, I would say that Josiah Harris is probably more likely than all three of those. But of the three, I think that it would probably be most likely that Slezinski would stay. I don't know why. That's just my personal, you know, speculation. But I think you'll hopefully maybe try and keep one of Kerr or Noah just to have, you know, a ball handler. But I also don't think that would be a big issue. I'm going to talk a little bit about DeVries' style here in a second. I'm going to pull up this from 247 here, a little bit about his scheme. Let me go ahead and do that because that's kind of a good transition into that, Dylan. But he plays kind of a style that really he does have a lot of ball handlers on the floor. So, you know, he's probably going to want to keep as many as possible. So that's, you know, a possibility. I'm not ruling anything out. But as you can see here from 247 Sports, this is talking about, you know, kind of Darren DeVries' scheme a little bit. And I didn't know a lot about it, so I was kind of reading through it. And this is just kind of the part I wanted to highlight because it's what stuck out to me. You know, he's strong on offense, strong on defense. That's, I think, you struck a good balance here. We knew that defense was going to be important to Ren Baker. He mentioned that, so I know that that one is the higher. But I think that the style of offense that he plays will be interesting to see how it transitions to the Big 12 for one. And also, I think it could lead to a little bit more, I guess, better scoring for West Virginia. We know that defense and rebounding was always the you know, influence of the previous coaching staff. And this year, there were still scoring droughts with this year's team, despite the fact that they were initially planning to, you know, be more up-tempo and things, but with how the roster shook out and yada, 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 you know, could go into a whole different story on that. But I think with DeVries coming in, we'll probably see a bit of a different style played here. As you can see, at Drake, he played a little bit of small ball with one traditional post-up big and four guards slash wings surrounding them. The average height of his rotation has never been above, you know, 6 foot three and some change, which was really low in the country. Now, as they mentioned here, he could switch philosophies, making the jump here to the Power Five in the Big 12. But most likely he's still going to play, you know, kind of a four out one in system. So most likely only going to play one big. Now, whether you're going to play three guards with that or not, we'll see. 6 foot eight player handled that five position his first season. Then they had a 7-footer as a lone big man. And then this year they had a 6 foot 10 player there in the middle, but it's a four out system and that's been critical to his success. So that's certainly not going to change. So West Virginia will be playing, you know, a four out system. And, you know, if you're playing that four out system, you're probably going to be playing, you know, higher tempo most times, but it seems like they're a bit more balanced at Drake, or at least they were. But one thing that'll be for sure is West Virginia will probably be taking, you know, a bit more 3-point shots than they have in the past, and it'll be interesting to see a different style of play there and how it shakes out for West Virginia. I'm sure that Tucker DeVries will be a big piece of the offense, but hopefully we're able to, you know, get some other pieces involved as well. But want to talk a little about the scheme there. Felt like that was a good transition into that. Let me take a swig of this water real quick, and then I'll see if I got anything else on DeVries. I know that West Virginia shared a video, kind of a welcome video. I want to play that here momentarily, but want to get into some football stuff here before we wrap up as well. I got a couple things to touch on. Let's see here. Let me see what else we got. I got a good graphic here, kind of showcases. I mean, we talked a little bit about this, but I did like the graphic here from friends over at WV Sports Now. So share this here. New head coach Darren DeVries. Three NCAA tournament appearances, like I said, over 73 win percentage. And, you know, it's not like it's a small sample size. That's over a six-year period as a head coach, where he's also tallied that 150 and 55 overall record. I know I said those numbers earlier, but it's kind of, you know, better to see it in print, especially when you got a nice-looking graphic there. So I wanted to share that as well. And then let's see if we got anything else here. I think that's all I got except on Darren DeVries. So unless you guys got any other questions on that, we'll kind of transition into football soon as I share this really quick with you guys. So you guys may have seen this, may have not. The university just put this out. I think it was about 30 minutes to 45 minutes ago. See if I can get it pulled up here. I'll full screen it for you guys. You see WVU Hoops here on, I think it's on both their Twitter and their Facebook or X, whatever you call it nowadays. A proven winner, a proud tradition-rich program, a match made in almost heaven. And this is a pretty cool video. You're going to get to see, you know, mixed in with some clips of the Coliseum. They have some Darren DeVries speeches that really will get you excited. I think he's going to be a great leader. I think he's going to fit in well. I think West Virginia fans are really going to like Darren DeVries a lot. But I'll let it speak for itself. Let me play it here for you guys.
find that next level, whatever it is. They're coming after you. We're not trying to be up 11. We're trying to take that thing to 20. We're not just playing a playground game. We're playing a street fight.
Bulldogs winning their first conference championship under head coach Darren DeVries.
Darren DeVries will take his Bulldogs to the NCAA tournament once again.
Number one Kansas falls at Morgantown.
A mausoleum for another number one team for the second time this season.
Be the first guy in the fourth. Home competing. That stuff means nothing. You out-tough them. You out-fight them. How do I out-fight them? How do I give my max effort? Do that for this next 20 minutes. I will like the results. You will like the results. Ready? It's got to be tough. It's got to be together. And then most of all, let's go have some fun. Let's go play.
Pretty awesome stuff, and you got to love the graphic there at the end. So definitely wanted to share that. I thought that was really well done there by the university. But going to switch to some football topics here. But, you know, of course, if you have any thoughts on Darren DeVries basketball, you know, still drop those or anything else you got there in the comments. We'll touch on some of your all's questions, comments, concerns here before we get ready to wrap up before too much longer. But I do have a few football topics I wanted to touch on there. But how about, you know, those, some of those speeches there? He brought a little bit of the fire, Darren DeVries did. And that one towards the end is the one that really stuck out to me, you know, the first time I watched it and then right there watching it again. You know, you out jump them, you out hustle them or whatever. Who's that sound like? Does that not remind you guys of the Coach Stu speech? Like I said, seems like he's going to fit in really well here. He's got the really, you know, strong personality. He's, you know, from Iowa. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, Brad Howell and the three guys' reaction. Brad Howell knew, you know, Darren DeVries previously. They're both from Iowa. And, you know, Brad Howell talked about being a guy transitioning from Iowa to West Virginia, how easy that is to do and how you'll fall in love with the state, you know, because he had done that himself previously. So I think Darren DeVries is going to fit right in here at WVU and hopefully will be a guy that sticks around for a while and brings some success to the program. But having said that, let's switch over to football. You know, I did drop a WVU football roster update today on the channel. If you haven't checked that out, you know, go ahead and do that. Talked a little bit about the addition of Garnett Hollis and Jaheim Joseph officially to the roster and some other position changes that Neil Brown talked about in his press conference here leading up to the start of spring practice this week. But one thing that I didn't touch on there that I wanted to touch on in this live stream, of course, was Neil Brown giving his injury update prior to the spring, some players that will miss spring, some players that will be limited, things like that, courtesy of Ethan Bach here on WVSportsNow.com for the article. But we'll miss spring ball, unfortunately, offensive lineman Tomas Rimmick, who is kind of recovering from an offseason surgery deal there. I believe Asani Redwood will miss the spring yet again, has yet to get to participate in the spring at WVU, if I'm not mistaken, but he's a guy that has a pretty high ceiling, so hopefully he recovers. And of course, Rimmick is going to be a starting offensive lineman, but he will be ready to go by the time summer fall rolls around. Trey Lathan back and ready to go 100%. We're all happy to hear that after he had such a great start to last season there playing the linebacker position for West Virginia. Then a couple players that are limited, Cole Taylor and C.J. Donaldson limited while he recovers as well. So, you know, just kind of don't want to get those guys any more banged up, let them get to 100%. So probably, I'd say most likely won't see either one of those two play in the spring game would be my guess as far as those injuries are concerned. So West Virginia spring game takes place April 27th, begin spring drills tomorrow, as I said earlier. So super excited, man. This is going to be a really, you know, highly anticipated football season. We're about to get to, you know, get our first looks at the team, you know, at least the first incarnation of it, I guess volume 1.0, you could say, because it will be subject to change a little bit, of course, over the summer before we get to, you know, the final version there heading into August to take on Penn State and hopefully beat them in Morgantown in what will be a special 2024 football season, I do believe. But wanted to share an update there on the injuries. And then I have another update staff-wise, I think. Let me see if I can pull that up. Of course, the main update staff-wise is the two big additions, but we've talked about that in previous videos and previous live streams here. Victor Cabral joins the defensive staff as the outside linebackers coach. Tyler Allen promoted from analyst to quarterbacks coach, which is how we have this announcement here. which is Isaiah Macklin, who is the new graduate assistant quarterbacks coach at WVU. So he's fulfilling the, you know, analyst GA role that Tyler Allen previously held at WVU, who is now the full-time, you know, on-field actual, you know, quarterbacks coach for West Virginia. Isaiah Macklin announced on social media that he is fulfilling that role now for West Virginia. So he's a guy that'll play a part. And, you know, these grad assistants, these analysts, whatever you want to call them, really do help a lot. And I was talking about that, you know, in the roster update video I did with the secondary, because with the additions to the staff being Victor Cabral and Tyler Allen, West Virginia is letting Shadon Brown coach the entire secondary. So he's going to coach both the corners and the safeties. So, you know, that's the spear position, the free safety position, the cat safety position, and of course both, you know, the outside corners for West Virginia. So he's going to have a lot on his plate. So Javon Codlin, they call him J-Cod, is going to help a lot. He's a graduate assistant defensive backs coach. He'll probably help a lot with those cornerbacks during practices and things like that. And then when you talk about Jordan Leslie, what, you know, what positions he overseeing now? Well, Neil Brown talked about that a little bit. He's actually not overseeing any one specific position. He's just going to be listed as defensive coordinator. And the theory, you know, or the thinking behind that is to really allow him to have his hand in, you know, multiple position groups and be able to have, you know, the defense, you know, collectively perform better because of it. Hopefully that's the ideal goal behind of it. I think was, you know, what Neil Brown was talking about was if Jordan Leslie knows a little bit about what's going on within it, each position group, it'll help the entire defense function better overall, which, you know, in theory sounds good. Hopefully in practice it works out as well as it sounds in theory, because you know, there is a little bit of a worrisome aspect in the back of my mind of having just one coach, you know, coaching both the secondary, you know, the corners and the safeties. But hopefully it works out. I have a lot of faith in Shadon Brown. He's been good since he came to West Virginia. And I think there's a ton of depth in the West Virginia secondary, a lot of good pieces to work with for sure. And, you know, probably the most depth they've had on defense here at WVU since this staff came. So there's some good hope, you know, not only because of the players on the roster, but I think they've assembled a good staff and, you know, been able to keep continuity this year, more so than in any years past, both with that roster and with that staff. So super excited for sure. I got you, Brad. I see you in there. Hold on. I'm going to shoot you one. Got to get Brad in here. Let's get his thoughts. Let's see here. All right, Brad, I sent you a link. Hopefully that comes through for you. Dylan Lester says, I agree. Think Slavs would stay and could fit into this offense. Looking forward to press conference and how these next couple weeks go. Yeah, I wasn't 100% sure, but I think I saw that the official press conference is going to be like Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what I saw. Don't quote me on that, but I saw that it's sometime later this week. What's up, fan-to-fan Steelers? Shane and Joey, good to see y'all, man. Good to see y'all always. I've been enjoying y'all's work, man. Y'all been doing some good stuff. What's going on, guys? How y'all feeling about the hiring of Darren DeVries? Excited about that one? Because I think it's a great hire, man. I'd call it a home run personally. He was at the top of my list. So I'm happy about that one, and I'm getting excited for this football season as well. So I want to hear Brad's thoughts on DeVries. But while waiting on him to hop in here, do have this little tidbit kind of WVU football adjacent. Hopefully some of you guys saw this, but if not, how about Will Greer getting another chance in the league? You know, he's kind of bounced around from a few teams, been a good backup. You know, that's a solid backup quarterback to have. And the Eagles, you know, need another body. They've signed him to a one-year deal. So Will Greer will be a Philadelphia Eagle this upcoming season. So glad to see another, you know, West Virginia great there getting a spot in the pros. And then here's Brad. Let's pop Brad in here, see what Brad's thinking here. Brad, brother.
Can you hear me? Can we hear me okay? You got your headphones on. Hey, everybody. It's been a minute. Big Bubba Brad here. Sorry, I've been a little aloof and away. We've got a lot of big things going on in the life, so all right, Cruz, can you hear me now? You get your headphones on?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Cool. I was telling people, sorry, I've been away for a minute. A lot of big things going on. Job promotion, getting things flowing here. Getting things going for Big Bubba Brad. So But yeah, man, real quick, I wanted to comment because I've really been quiet on this basketball season. And honestly, I think I said it at the beginning of the season when it first kind of started, when all this was going down with Bob Huggins, is I said, man, I feel like anybody that's judging this year is just taking it unfairly on the coach and the players. You know, those guys were put in a position that not very many people could function, let alone function well in. And I just felt like it was unfair to everybody all the way around to really judge anybody off of this last year. So, because I definitely saw a lot of people getting upset, really upset with Josh Eilert. And I'm like, you guys have no idea what kind of situation that man was put in to have to step in and do the best he could. If you were expecting anything more than what happened this year, then I think that's more of a your fault for having those expectations rather than anybody else in that program's fault for the way this year turned out. So, because it's just, you know, that was an impossible task to try to get all that together and make a decent basketball team on such short notice of what you had. It was just impossible. But I think that, you know, kudos to Josh Eilert for really stepping up and being a man and trying his hardest to get everything going. Just didn't work out, though. But Darian DeVries, man, I've heard great things. Seems like a slam dunk hire. I really trust Friend Baker. So I think that he couldn't have missed with this, but I think Skylar Callahan had a good way of putting it that there was no missing in this hire. It was all just about how good of a hit was it going to be. So is it a home run hire? I don't know. But damn, am I excited to see somebody come in with some actual energy and excitement and potential to really get WU basketball to where it should be.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, and he's young, you know. I mean, he's only, 48 years old. So, and that's one thing that I like about the hire as well. It's not only, you know, the youth, you know, he's bringing, you know, his son with him. That's all great things. But you look at kind of the track record of, you know, his loyalty that he's shown. He was, you know, an assistant at Creighton for, I think, it was, you know, 17 years. And it was over 15 years before he found a head coaching job that he was willing to take. And then once he did, he stuck with that Drake program for, you know, 6-7 years. And he was a hot commodity, you know, as early as, you know, 2-3 years ago, and, you know, remained, you know, loyal to them as long as he possibly could till, you know, it was just time for him to make that move up. And I'm glad that he chose West Virginia, but I think that there's a good possibility that, you know, a lot of people worry about us being a stepping stone job or whatever, but I think that Ren Baker went out and found a guy that he believes is a good fit, not only to help bring a success, you know, in the short term, but hopefully stay and bring a success for, you know, potentially a long term.
Yeah. And I really think that, you know, there is great concern with WVU being a stepping stool program in athletics. I would say more football than basketball, to be honest. I really felt like our basketball program has been fantastic. I think a lot of people could even consider us a basketball school over a football school, just the history is there and success. And so, you know, I thought that this job had to be one of the top jobs in the country because you're looking at a devout, dedicated, passionate fan base, really good NIL money, top-tier facilities. You know, there's really the makings here for a great contender. Definitely. And I would even expand that farther on into football. You know, I think that West Virginia University's got all the potential in the world to be a sleeping giant in the college athletics world. You got, like I said, all the way around because of the passionate fan base, the excitement, the camaraderie that we have is just kind of hard to beat being you know, a professional school in a state with no professional teams. And from football through basketball, man, I think West Virginia University is really priming themselves to have a chance to really, really take that next step up, man, and be that next Clemson, be that next, you know, whatever school it may be, to really assert themselves because we've got all the facilities behind it. We may not be able to pay top notch like some programs can, but man, we got everything in place to be just as competitive, not more competitive than any other school in the country. So I think that it's all out there for our athletic program at this moment. The next couple of years are going to be a huge couple of years for Mountaineer athletics.
Yeah, very crucial. And I think that everything is kind of, I think, hopefully coming together, kind of hopefully catching lightning in a bottle to where everything's hopefully happening at the perfect time where you got, you know, Ren Baker in right when you needed him to help your NIL, and everything's been going a lot better since you did that for, you know, both sports. And then you look at football now, you know, Texas and Oklahoma moving out the conference, you know, you're pretty much in line, you know, competitive wise with a lot of the teams in the conference now. 12 team playoff to where, you know, you win this conference, you're in that playoff. So West Virginia is, you know, set up good there to where they have a coach in football that's been around for a few years and they're pretty solidified as a program right now to be able to compete this season and hopefully beyond then. So you're going to be have a chance to be competitive nationally on that side of things. And then you look at making this hire, which, you know, I was talking earlier, obviously I've got the golden blue glasses on as usual, but you look at national people talking about this hire, whether it's ESPN, CBS, what have you, they're all really, you know, highly praising Ren Baker for this hire in West Virginia for getting Darren DeVries and think that he's going to be really successful as early as, you know, right away, especially bringing in Tucker and whoever else he may be able to bring with him. So I think you're right. West Virginia's positioned themselves right now at a good time to be able to be relevant nationally in, you know, both the major sports.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you really look at our basketball program, I know a lot of people are talking about the kids that'll stay, but really, if you get some excitement and some energy in that basketball program, I know a lot of these donors that were really, really attached to Bob Huggins know that they've got a great chance to still be incredibly competitive, even with somebody else at the helm. I know Bob Huggins was great about getting those donors worked up and getting their pockets loose, but I think really when you get somebody in there and you say, hey, man, we can – You drop a couple of extra bucks, we can go out and get top-tier guys. You know, we don't necessarily have to keep what we have, but we could go out there and hand-pick really whoever we wanted to. We did it before. We could do it again. It would definitely take a little extra TLC with Bob Huggins not being there. But there's nothing stopping us from going out and, you know, collecting a top-tier national contending champ, national title contending team in basketball every so often, if not often.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's doable. It's doable. It's certainly doable. And I think, you know, this year showed that the fans, everyone is willing to support, you know, whoever, because despite the fact that, like you said, the record was what it was and the team wasn't having success, you still look at the Coliseum and that place was packed every game, you know. So I think that the support should be there and hopefully, you know, it'll be there boosters wise. I certainly think Ken Kendrick's going to be happy with this hire and he's going to continue to help support West Virginia and some of the other major boosters will as well. So I think that the table is set for some good success for Darren DeVries. But having said that, let's talk a little football. I wanted to touch on a couple of things here. Last couple of things. One of those being they finally set a date for the game against Cincinnati. It's going to be a Saturday game. You know, they had it 7th, 8th, or 9th. They were going to have it on the 9th. So the game against Cincinnati officially confirmed for Saturday, November 9th. And then the other thing that I had football-wise was the Big 12 Pro Day. I just wanted to touch on this. It's going to be the first time, you know, the Big 12 is doing, you know, a conference-wide pro day, and you're going to have, you know, each team, you know, sending players there to be represented that are going to participate. Zach Frazier's finally going to be healthy enough. I think he's going to participate in this, do some drills and things. But he's going to be joined by another slew of Mountaineers you see here on the graphic. Beanie Bishop, Devin Carter, Marcus Floyd, Day-Day Hawkins, Lee Koba, Noah Massey, Doug Nestor, and Malachi Ruffin all going to be participating in the inaugural Big 12 Pro Day. So wanted to share that. But having said that, Brad, you know, talked a little bit about the Darren DeVries hire, but I didn't get your thoughts on his son, Tucker DeVries, coming. How big do you think that is? And do you think West Virginia will be able to get any of those other Drake players to come along with him?
I mean, me talking about it would honestly be a disservice. I can't say I was very tuned into basketball this year with WVU being down. You know, I know Drake got into the tournament. They definitely had a good showing. But when it comes to his son and, you know, the rest of the team, I can't really tell you, to be honest. And I think it would be disingenuous of me to sit here and act like I know what I'm talking about. But I know a lot of people are excited about it, so that gets me excited. But, hey, man, it's a step in the right direction, so –
No, I feel it. That's one thing that I was talking about in the last, you know, basketball stream I did was partially, you know, I didn't tune into a ton of games this year myself. And so that's why I didn't, you know, give as much coverage on the basketball side this year. And then also, you know, something that you were talking about kind of at the beginning was, you know, I knew that, you know, those guys were in a tough position and I didn't want to come on here night after night and feel like I was just trash talking them. So it was kind of one of those things where it's like, if you don't have anything nice to say or feel like you have the knowledge, just don't say anything at all. So kind of just chose to abstain until I felt like I could get back into it, which after, you know, the conference tournament ended and stuff, came on here and, you know, said as much and talked about some of the candidates. And now that we got DeVries in here, feel like we can come on and talk a little bit, you know, basketball again, and we'll start to, you know, get more back into it. And just speaking of getting back into the swing of it, though, that's a great transition into, you know, a great segue to talking about football, because we got spring practice starting this week. So we're going to be doing, you know, a Q&A stream like this once a week throughout the spring. But got to get your thoughts on some WVU football, Brad. You know, we touched on some topics here a little bit throughout. I did a roster update today, and, you know, in it I was kind of talking about the depth that I'm really impressed by, you know, in the secondary, really all over the team, but especially on the defensive side. I think it's going to be a much improved defense, has the chance to be one of the better defenses this staff has had. And just overall, I mean, I'll start beaming if I start talking about this team too much, because I think that this is going to be a really special season. But am I have my golden blue glasses on too much? Do I got, you know, double pairs on again? Or how are you feeling about this upcoming WVU football season?
Oh yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I would run through a wall right now at the drop of a hat if I was asked. So, yeah, no, definitely. And I think that it comes down to a point for me where even if we don't take a step forward, putting out the same product as last year is still putting out a 9-10 win team, easy. And I think that if this team takes even the least little step forward, you're looking at a team that is easily going to be in the conversation for the Big 12 championship. And I think that if they really play their cards right tonight, I think that if we take the steps forward like we can, because you look at a team last year that had 9 wins, could have potentially had 10 or more, and you lose some key fundamental pieces in Zach Frazier and Doug Nestor, but you replace those with some great additions like the, I think, Beasley or Balsley, the offensive lineman from down in Florida, and you've got a group of wide receivers that seem to really be clicking. You add in Jaden Bray, a guy that is definitely the number one wide receiver, and challenging everyone to either meet or beat that guy. If they take a step forward, man, I don't see why this team can't be a team that's absolutely contending every single weekend, and that includes the first weekend of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. As Dylan Lester says here, he's got his tickets to the Penn State game, hoping to pick up a black jersey before the game. That they're hoping, you know, we're going to be unveiling those, wearing those black jerseys. That place is going to be insane. I can't wait to see what Mountaineer Field's like. I'll be there as well, Dylan, and I can't wait, because I think it's going to be, you know, a special game, you know, ahead of a special season, as Brad was talking about there. You know, if they take even, you know, a little step forward, it can be, you know, a very special season. I did a live stream with our friend Forrest over on WVU football going deep a couple, you know, weeks ago or so, and we were talking a bit about it, and, you know, we both kind of agreed, and, you know, it sounds kind of crazy to say, but I would go as far as saying that I think 9 wins is the floor for this team, just, you know, right now looking ahead personally.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes down to, you know, injuries and things like that, but
right,
we're finally at a point where even back as far as I can think through the Dana Holgorsen years, like, that our depth is just way more developed,
yep,
than what it's been. And I mean, especially at a place like linebacker, where it's been thin last year, it was thin all the way through Dana Holgorsen. You know, he had good linebackers, but they were never too deep. They were always getting hurt. You harken back to guys like Brendan Ferns, things like that just never worked out. And you look at our linebacker class now, and it's like, if all these guys come back, I couldn't tell you who's going to start. And yep, as much as I loved Trey Lathan, and that guy was a freshman All-American, coming up hot and heavy. I mean, he was without a doubt going to be a freshman All-American.
Agreed.
Coming back with a guy that beat him out for the starting job. Like, you're just, man, we are going to be so absolutely stacked at that position. You get some more depth up front, the defense is going to be a next level. And I can't help but think that Garrett Green, CJ Donaldson, and Jaheim White with some absolute terror threats on the outside, and a dynamic run it down your throat, throw it over your head scheme is just going to be really, really hard to stop. And so when you look at that, man, I don't know how you couldn't look at this and think that WV is going to be anything less than stellar this year when it comes to football.
Yeah. I mean, literally, you know, you look at the roster and it has me salivating. I felt like today when I was doing that roster update, I droned on and on forever because there was just so much to talk about, so much I wanted to highlight, because there's so many points to highlight. Like you mentioned there with the linebackers, I tried to touch on that a little bit. But then I look at the secondary, because you look last season, West Virginia, yes, they had a consensus All-American cornerback, but you also, if you go look at the snap counts, you had two corners that played, you know, 80% of your snaps at the cornerback position. So you had, you know, two guys having to be iron men, and you didn't want that for this season. So obviously you wanted to go out, you wanted to find you another Beanie Bishop if you could, but you wanted to find you some depth as well. And I would argue that West Virginia did both of those things. I think that they have guys that could potentially be, do what Beanie Bishop did. They have that type of talent, but I think they have multiple players that have that type of talent. I mean, and that's, not even to mention the guys that are still here at that position. Jacoby Spells, we know how highly regarded he was as a recruit. Montre Miller, who came in last season, he's back for one more year. But then you bring in Aiden Garns from Duquesne. You bring in TJ Crandall from Colorado State. And you bring in Garnett Hollis from Northwestern. And you got five solid corners competing for those two spots. So no matter what, I think West Virginia is not only going to have two solid starters, but I think they're going to have two solid backups at cornerback. And I don't know when the last time we were able to say that was.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long damn time.
Yes.
And for me specifically, and we'll definitely talk more as we get into the beginning of the year, but my eyes are going to be on Jacoby Spells. I mean, we brought in two classes now of cornerbacks to come in and compete for that position, and he's never been able to break through. And if it's going to be the year to do it, man, you got to do it now, because I feel like if he doesn't do it early, then, that five is probably going to drop down to a four pretty quick.
Yeah, that's the thing that you're going to be looking at, I think, with that battle in the spring is post-spring. There's a good chance that somebody that's not feeling like they're going to be, in that rotation might head out. But I think that's why one thing that I'm excited about that West Virginia did this year that they probably, didn't have the ability to do in previous seasons, whether it was because of Neil Brown's job status or what have you, because usually, you look back even last season when they got Beanie Bishop and stuff, it was in that second transfer portal window there in between spring and fall. But this year they did a great job in this first transfer portal window to where that if something does happen post-spring, you're not scrambling to where you just have to bring in a guy and you're going to have just a couple players. Now you kind of have a luxury to where you can, afford to lose a guy or two because you still have that second window to where, okay, we can replace those guys if we need because we have enough bodies now, enough talent that we're in good shape regardless of what happens. So that's one thing. I think they did a great job in that early portal window, a lot better than in previous years.
Yeah, I mean, really, I think we're still two or three scholarship players over limit, so Somebody's going to have to go. So really, like I said, for me, Jacoby Spells is one of those ones. It's like, man, either you do it now or I don't think he'll even make it to the fall. So,
yeah, agreed. I hope he does, man. I hope he stands out. I think he's got the potential. So we'll see what happens.
Pick six against Virginia Tech to like doing
– seal the deal.
For, a year and a half. So the potential's there, man. I just really hope he comes through because I think he's something special if he can get it figured out.
Yeah, hopefully, the last year was kind of that, proverbial sophomore slump or whatever, and he comes out with a vengeance, ready to attack it this year, because I think that, he's going to have the opportunity. It's going to be there for him for sure. So it's going to be a fun spring to see how that shakes out there in the secondary and the other position battles as well. We'll be updating those in, future live streams, as Brad says, once practice gets going, we'll be able to get into it further once some of these battles shake out and be able to talk about the juicy details of these position battles further. Silas says, let's go. Appreciate you hopping in there, Silas. But you guys go ahead, drop your final thoughts there in the chat, whether it's on Darren DeVries' hire or any other questions, concerns you got. I want to pull up the last thing I got here, and this something just kind of fun. You guys probably saw this, but just in case you didn't, Ren Baker finally getting his mayo bath, following in Neil Brown's footsteps. He says on X here, two showers later, I still smell like Duke's mayo. Any suggestions? Thanks to everyone who donated WVU Kids. The passion West Virginians have for their mayo is only surpassed by their generosity. You see some pictures here, but I'll share the video here as well.
Thank you.
Let me pull it back up. And I'll share the video of Ren Baker's mayo dump for you guys.
The mayo that they put on Coach Brown was runnier than this. It's cold. It's not warm mayonnaise, but I'm happy to have it over with. So.
Yes, you look like a winner, and this is all for the kids of our state. We can't thank you enough. So we will see you in 10 minutes. And we'll do the same thing for our chief administrative officer.
I can't wait to watch her do it.
All right. All right, thank you. We'll send it back to you.
There you go. So I thought it was only fitting to share that after Ren Baker hits, you know, the home run higher. Got to share his mayo dump that he did for charity as well, just to showcase yet again, you know, how great of a job I think Ren Baker's doing. He came into such a tumultuous situation, and he's really just done a hell of a job, man. Whether it's the women's basketball program hiring Mark Kellogg, you know, they're doing an incredible job getting the NCAA tournament win, about to face, you know, the NCAA's all-time leading scorer in her final game in her home arena there. So, you know, that's one great hire. The Neil Brown extension, I think, was a great move, not only because it lowers the buyout for West Virginia, it gives more money for the assistants. Just all around, I think he's just doing really great work, and it's kind of the cherry on top here with the DeVries hire. But having said that, Brad, any thoughts on Ren Baker?
Yeah, no, man. I think he's doing a killer job. I'm proud to have him as my athletic director. I think that, like I said, right now all the pieces are coming together for our athletic department to really just be a sleeping giant. And so, you know, I hope and I believe that he's the man that can lead us out into that pasture. And I'm willing to follow him as long as I can. So, yeah, I'm very thankful to have Ren Baker. And, boy, am I excited for Mountaineer Athletics.
I couldn't have said it better myself right there, brother. That's the best way to put it. I think that, you know, my only hope is that we can keep him around, like I'm hoping we're able to keep both Coach Brown around and now Coach DeVries and Coach Kellogg as well there on the women's side, and hopefully they're able to go out and put on a good performance against Iowa in the NCAA tournament. So wanted to shout them out, but how about a shout out to you guys here in Mountaineer Nation turning out for this live stream. Really appreciate you guys doing that, and everyone that hopped in the chat as well. Be sure to hit that thumbs up button, give us a like. That helps a ton with the algorithm. Follow us on social media at WVU Country Roads on X, Country Roads Webcast on Facebook and Instagram. Subscribe to us on the audio platforms. We'll probably put this up on the podcast side as well, and we're going to start dropping more podcast episodes soon with football season kicking off, and of course more basketball news to report on, so be on the lookout in the near future for those. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, just subscribe to Country Roads Webcast. But having said that, Brad, any final thoughts on the Darian DeVries hire or any other Mountaineer news sports topics you wanted to touch on here before we wrap up, or anything you want to plug there?
No, man, I'm just excited to be back around a little bit. Like you said, I'm sorry for the AFK guys. Life's been crazy the last couple of years with moving, new jobs, getting settled. I'm very happy to say, though, things are going really great for me, and I'm really looking forward to this football season and the things coming up, and you'll definitely be seeing a lot more of me, guys.
Hey, absolutely, and we can't wait to see more. And congrats to you for sure, man. I'm glad to see, you know, all the success that you're having, and hopefully West Virginia follows suit and has success on the football field this season, which I certainly think they will. But hopefully Darian DeVries brings good success to the West Virginia basketball program and brings them back to prominence. I think that he has a great chance too. Like I said, to me, it has the potential to be a home run hire. We'll see what happens in hindsight later down the road, but I really like this hire right now on the surface, on paper. I think it's a great one and a great job by Ren Baker. Excited for Tucker DeVries to join the program. As we see who else joins or who else leaves, we'll continue to report on that here on the CRW, so be sure to subscribe to us here on YouTube. I appreciate you guys tuning in that tuned in live. Drop your thoughts in the comments if you're watching this after the fact as well. We still appreciate those interactions. Having said that, for my co-host Brad, I am Jordan Cruz. As always, until next time, let's go Mountaineers. If you really want to know, then come on, let's go take a stroll down those